Gender dominance in the classroom. Identity is what children are searching for as they grow up. Boys and girls have different ideas of how they want to be looked at by their classmates. Boys want to be noticed and gain the status of being powerful and fearless, while girls would rather be silent and have the status of being harmless or not noticed at all. It is hard to get both genders involved in activities equally because of the dominance in boys. As I observed a second grade classroom at Keene Elementary, I saw that boys did try to gain power as girls sat quietly and worked diligently. In the book, Sometimes I Can Be Anything by Karen Gallus, she says, repeatedly over the years, I have observed 6-, 7-, 8-year-old boys who are very interested in power. She states about girls that, for teachers and perhaps even researchers, it is so easy to overlook and forget about good, silent girls. These two quotes don't include every single boy and girl because there are always exceptions to everything, but as a majority, they explain the difference in how boys want to be dominant while girls are happy laying low and letting the boys do the talking. While I was at Keene Elementary, I did an activity that required the students to think of any animal they could be and why they picked it. I did this to observe if boys would choose a powerful animal and if girls would choose an animal that was quiet and harmless. As it turned out, majority of the boys chose an animal that resembled power, while girls also chose an animal that was known to be harmless. The results were as followed for two boys.
I would want to be a falcon because they are the fastest animal on the planet.
I would like to be a tiger because they can't eat things and they are scary.
The boys chose animals that are looked at as powerful and dominant. The girls responded in this way.
I would like to be a deer because they are peaceful.
A kitten because they're so cute.
The animals that the girls chose had the same attributes, while the boys chose animals that resembled what their characteristics are. Since boys want to be powerful, they can make themselves noticed to everyone in class by telling stories. Karen examined a class that the boys would tell stories to make themselves seem superior to other students. She stated that, boys usually use language to accomplish their goals, and often I could best see how they worked by observing them in sharing time. Girls, however, want the identity of being quiet and harmless. The way they go about this is not participating, even though they may know the answer. Karen talks about a silent girl and why she may want to be silent and want the quiet, harmless stereotype. She explains, now that I reflect on her behavior, framed as it was in a classroom filled with bad boys like Tony, Tom, Michael, and Andrew, boys who scrutinized and judged every statement, why would Rachel want to speak out? Girls would rather be known as quiet and harmless because it is much easier and they are looked at as being nice. To get the whole class to express themselves in individual ways is a hard task. Boys are going to rule conversation while girls sit back and listen. A way to get them both involved in expressing who they are without dominance by one gender is to let them draw and color. I witnessed the students at Keene Elementary express who they were every day through their pictures they created. Now the girls were expressing who they were at the same level the boys were doing. An activity like this keeps everyone in the class participating equally. Boys can still have the power and dominance attitude, but girls get to express who they are without being weary of what the boys will think. An activity like this will get rid of male dominance and allow the girls to participate, while still allowing both genders to have their own identity.